Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Before I say this, I just want the folks in Alberta to just stifle their moans of skepticism just for a minute. Situation Balzac, it actually looks like some major hurdles have been cleared. I'm saying that with one lens of my glasses rose-colored. The other looks at it in a practical sense and says, yeah, maybe it is going to work. We'll find out from Max Gibb of United Horsemen of Alberta on this edition of Trot Radio. Max Gibb is with us. Max, you've been a very busy individual, and of course you've been meeting with creditors, trying to work out things so that, who knows, we could have that track operating in Balzac. Now, you met with your board to present a couple of options. Tell us about those options. What was the response of the board?
It's been a journey. Obviously, we had an 18-month water problem that was not our causing. We'd been told we would have water, and June 2006, there was no water. It took us 18 months to get it. During that period of time, we had all our financing in place. We had it ready to go in 07 for 6 months, and just before we got the water cleared, we had the humongous issue of a financial crisis, and we lost our financing.
Right.
Trying to get the racetrack up and going. So we got a little bit behind and owing some money. We've since gone into a negotiated situation where we're coming to a plan of arrangement with all of our creditors, and we've made arrangements for land sales and commitments that would take care of almost all of our debt by the end of February of this year.
End of February, okay.
Yes, and our biggest, one of our best friends, but also who we owed the most money to, Simon Hope Cambridge, they'd fronted all of the infrastructure and water costs, so we've come to an arrangement with them, and our board supported that. It goes to our shareholders next week. And it goes to Ivanhoe Cambridge's board next week as well, and that would clear up all of our debt with them. It would complete all of our infrastructure costs, and it would open the door for two other large land sales that we have pending, because all infrastructure would be completed, and with the sale of those two land properties, we would, as I mentioned, be very close to debt-free with significant assets by the land assets and the track development to date by the end of February.
Let me just condense this then. You've worked out an arrangement with Ivanhoe Cambridge and two other potential partners, let's call them. The board has supported that. You've got land sales good to go. All it needs now is the approval by the shareholders of UHA and Ivanhoe Cambridge, correct?
You got it.
All right. Now, once that's cleared out of the way, is there money then to move forward and build the track?
No. We have sufficient assets. But no, we would still need money, and it will be up to the horse people of the province of Alberta to come on site. We've had serious discussions and significant interest, but while we had this cloud of debt hanging over us, there was some
question, I would think. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
So starting with the debt cleared up, any money coming in would go into trust. When we're totally comfortable that we have all the money we need, we would then proceed.
Who do you think is going to come up with the money? Horse people in general in Alberta? Would there be groups of investors? Who are you targeting?
Yes, we have a number of people that have indicated Alberta and Saskatchewan and BC have told us they are ready and willing under the right circumstances and the comfort level to put up a significant amount of money that would finish the track. We have $20 million assured, subject to another $20 million being raised.
Okay, who's the $20 million coming from?
That would be confidential, and it would be some of our existing investors today. They
okay.
said they will. They're good for $20 million if somebody else
can match it.
Will match it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, our our existing investors have been phenomenal. They've stayed the course. They've been supportive, and they want someone else to ante up as well.
You're going to have to get support, I would assume, from the HBPA. Matt Monaco, as we both know, has been somewhat cynical of this entire process. How big of an obstacle do you think that will be?
Actually, Matt and Dr. Cundy and a variety of the HBPA directors have sat with us. We've gone over the program. They're on side. In fact, Dr. Cundy is being helpful and supportive in moving this forward. You know, what scared a lot of people is we were a major land development project, $200 million. This is a big project, the whole program. We've now got it focused down to a racetrack and a racing entertainment center. We have enough barn space for 900 horses. People can see the finish line.
Okay, so really what it's down to now, if I hear you correctly, is getting another $20
million. You got it.
So that's all that stands between what we have now, which is a racetrack being carved in the ground, and an actual track and entertainment center.
You got it.
When do you think that'll come about next?
We think that we will know by spring, and if we know by breakup in spring, we'll be at it hard, and we'll be open in 2/11.
Best of luck with this, Max. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure, and we appreciate your patience.
Well, I'm not the one whose livelihood depends on the existence of the track. I'm sure that the horse people of Alberta have been long-suffering, and I'm sure that your appreciation goes out to them.
Absolutely.
All the best, Max.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Max Gibb. Looks like there may be hope, Alberta. It's got great potential. Looks like it's going to be a beautiful track. Keep hope alive. Trot Radio is a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Board Communications.